We're going to talk sport now with Des.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to start with the Limerick hurling situation because, as you know, Donal O'Grady stepped down as co-manager on Sunday night. It followed, to sum it up briefly, a Limerick County Board official said to the county board meeting where the delegates were there that the management at a meeting had apologised for the abysmal displays of the team during the league, and the co-managers Donal O'Grady and TG Ryan refuted that they had ever said that in the meeting, and they asked for it to be clarified and an apology to happen. It didn't happen on the website as they understood it would, so Donal O'Grady stepped down. Now this morning TG Ryan has issued a statement saying what has happened over the last 2 weeks has been regrettable and untimely. I firmly believe Donal O'Grady and I acted correctly in pursuing a retraction from County Board in connection with comments concerning an apology regarding league performance. The County Board have only now corrected this. We were both fully involved together in this situation. It's unfair to point the finger at Donal O'Grady as we were not to blame for this. We both felt that arbitration was unnecessary. All that was required was a simple one-line statement. We agreed I would remain on in the interim as upcoming fixtures, particularly a charity fundraiser against Cork, were in place. But myself and Donal worked very well together at all times. Training has been going well. It's regrettable this issue could not have been sorted immediately and a resolution found. My focus now is to ensure I, along with Paul Beery and Mark Lyons, ensure the best preparation put in place for the upcoming Munster Championship game, which is the least our players deserve. Well, Donal O'Grady joins us now. And Donal, you had a problem with the statement issued by the Limerick County Board yesterday.
I had, Des, and I have to say I was very disappointed with it because I think that there was efforts made in that statement to discredit me, particularly around the voicemail issue, because I spoke with Oliver Mann last night.
Just explain that for people now who wouldn't. The statement said that you resigned by a message on the phone, effectively.
Yeah, by voicemail, yeah. Well, I in fact spoke with Oliver Mann, and what happened was that I rang him on Sunday night, and I got his voicemail first, and we decided that I would ring Oliver, and then that that we would send out emails to the players, because it was important that they didn't find out through press or through Twitter or from some other source. Now, I couldn't get Oliver at the beginning, so I left a message on the phone and I rang him back within minutes. And in fact, we had a very cordial conversation, and I told him that I was impressed with the fact that he admitted immediately at our meeting in Charleville on April 9th that we hadn't apologised. And he has always struck me as a very decent man and very sincere man, and he just noted at the end that he said to me at the end that he was very, very sorry to see me stepping down, and that's how we left it there. So, but to leave a sentence like that just hanging there, that I had resigned by voicemail, I think that was an effort to discredit me, as it would show a total lack of respect on my behalf to the chairman, Oliver Mann, and I just wanted to refute that because I was very, very disappointed that that would be put on the Limerick website.
Is this just about you, or is it about the players as well?
Well, the whole issue came up because of the language that was used at the county board meeting. I mean, there was abysmal displays, venom in the eyes, fire in the eyes, and whenever that happens, I mean, it is the job of management really to protect the players at all times. And we were set down as having apologised, we'd say, for the abysmal displays, as you said there at the beginning. Now, if you do that, if you apologise for that, it implies that you're agreeing that the players served up abysmal displays, and we said at a previous meeting that we took full responsibility for the way the team played at all times, because a manager has to do that, and as I said, it's the job to protect the players. But we wanted to get the message out there as quick as we could, that and put this thing to bed, because we felt that further press reports that were using the terms abysmal, venom, fire in the eyes were undermining the confidence in the camp. So it was the county board officers suggested immediately on April 11th that they will put a statement out on April the 12th, the following day, retracting the statement and retracting the fact that we had apologised. And we were very, very happy with that. We left the meeting feeling like, well, that's the end of it, because the last thing we wanted to do was to drag this thing out. But as the week was going on then, the goalposts seemed to be shifting and there was no resolution to it. But I would have to say that, you know, you'd hear rumours about the camp. The camp was very, very happy. Players were training very well and we had up the training, as you do, right, for once you finish the league. So, you know, I just want to put that to bed.
Yeah. And the fact that TJ didn't step down as well, you've no problems about that?
No, because we decided that, you know, we had commitments this week. We had commitments to RT because they were coming last night to film headshots of the players, which is now an important part of their, you know, television presentation. And we didn't want to knock them around because we understood that they had some hassles in Waterford where training was cancelled. So that was in place for last night. And there was also a challenge game against Cork, fixed a charity fundraiser for Daisy Fitzgerald was fixed for next Saturday night. So we didn't want to do anything that would affect that. So we decided that TJ would stay on in the interim and that whatever would happen then after that, well, that was up to TJ as such. Right? But TJ had said to me that, look, we came in together and we go together. But we felt, look, the best thing to do to handle those things for us was for him to stay on.
Okay. Well, Donal, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us this morning here on Morning Ireland. That's Donal O'Grady there. Now then, the Dutch national manager Louis van Gaal remains the bookies' favourite to replace David Moyes as new manager of Manchester United. The Sun newspaper reports that van Gaal would like to take Roy Keane as his assistant. My favourite tweet of the day sent to me this morning by James Lockman, quote, Jurgen Klopp has ruled himself out of the Manchester United job, but said his brother Clippity might be interested. To the Champions League semi-finals. The Chelsea boss, Jose Mourinho, is considering surrendering the Premier League title to Liverpool by fielding a weakened team at Anfield on Sunday to prioritise the Champions League semi-final second leg, because last night the nil-all draw in Madrid came at a cost to Chelsea. Goalkeeper Peter Cech ruled out for the season with a dislocated shoulder and John Terry suffered an ankle injury to rule him out of next Wednesday's second leg. So Chelsea are already 5 points behind Liverpool with 3 games to go and Mourinho believes Europe is now the priority. So it'll be interesting to see how that one works out. Tonight's second semi-final of the Champions League, really eagerly awaited clash between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. The match is live on RT2 television and our match commentator George Hamilton joins us now live from Madrid. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Des.
Is there a danger tonight's game will be negative like last night when Chelsea just went to defend?
It's quite possible that it won't be the open game that we'd all love to see because obviously Chelsea had their sights on a place in the final again but defended in 2 banks of 4 and that was what really killed the tie off. Atletico Madrid found there was no way through. But then the second leg is to come next week. Might well be the same thing again and a goal might decide it. And we mustn't ever overlook the fact that in Mourinho's last 4 Champions League semi-finals with Chelsea, there have been only 3 goals in it. So that maybe wasn't such a surprise. Bayern Munich, a different proposition this season. Obviously under Pep Guardiola there's all that going on. They're talking about this as the Clásico of Europe as opposed to the Clásico of Spain. I don't know that it's going to be all that different because you look at all that similar to last night, I should say, because you look at what's on show. You look at Gareth Bale playing for Real Madrid and that fantastic goal he scored in the most recent outing, and you consider that Madrid will know that if they go to Munich not in a strong position that they're likely to be dispatched because Bayern have a much better record against Madrid in the semi-finals of the Champions League over the years. There's revenge in the air, so I think we're going to see Madrid come out under Ancelotti and try and do something to Bayern, whatever Bayern set themselves up to do.
And are Bayern better at attacking than defending? I mean, will they, like if they try to replicate the Chelsea thing, will they do that successfully in your view?
Well, I think Bayern's situation in Germany up until they won the league and then started to lose the odd match because they'd taken their eye off the ball has been if you score, we'll score more. And that's obviously the way to win football matches. I think they are better set up to win matches rather than defend situations. Barcelona under Guardiola showed that they scored more than the opposition more often than not. And now the situation has changed so much that he's got his new project in Munich and he's got this chance to show that in Munich he can do it again the way he did against Barcelona. I think the situation is that Bayern are set up better to score rather than to defend. Not that that necessarily will set how they'll set up their stall tonight, but Real Madrid, I think that's the point, that they need to go to Munich with something in the bank, because if they go to the Allianz Arena next Tuesday night and they aren't in a strong position, Bayern would be well placed to blow them away, and history suggests over the semi-finals in recent years that Bayern are the stronger team to do just that against them.
Brilliant. Okay, George, thank you. Good luck tonight. Look forward to the games live on RT2 television, as I say. In snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen leads Michael Holt of England 5-4 at the World Championships in Sheffield. Four-time champion John Higgins beaten by Alan McManus yesterday, 10-7, so McManus will now face Ken Doherty in the second round on Friday. In boxing, Christina Desmond from Cork and Donegal's Michael Gallagher qualified for August Youth Olympics in China at the World Youth Championships in Bulgaria yesterday. And finally, the Irish Squash Open gets underway in Fitzwilliam this afternoon.